Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and we have a guest, and she is going to be with us every Monday. Well, we'll see how it goes. This is her first Monday, but we welcome from Today in St. Louis, Allie Corey.
You can't bully Allie like you bullied me when I was new.
Well, you know, you don't want to, like, lay it out there. What if it doesn't...
St. Louis isn't going to put up with it.
What if it doesn't work?
You know what I mean? Good morning, guys.
How you doing, Allie?
This is awesome. I love that I get a music intro. I wonder if I can start doing that on Tissel.
Yeah,
you know, when the show starts, I just walk out to something.
Have your own theme music. This is the theme music from Allie McBeal.
Well, it works. People nickname me that all the time.
Kevin's going to work on a jingle for you, Allie.
Actually, next week we should just have Allie sing this, I think.
A little banda.
I don't know if you guys would invite me back.
Okay, so Allie, we want to get to know you. You're going to hang out with us for a little while on the show today, and we'll talk about what you guys are talking about on Today in St. Louis. But we really want to get personal with you. We want to find out more about you. And you can
watch Allie
every day, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, Today in St. Louis. Let's start off with an easy question.
Okay.
All right? We're going to just throw you a softball. Democrat or Republican? I would never do that to you. I would never do that. Okay. Married?
Yes, married. 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet at college?
We met at college at Florida State University. He's a New England guy.
Uh-huh.
And he came down to Florida to go to school, and he had a great Boston accent. I hooked him in, and then he lost his accent because everybody in Florida kept beating it out of him.
Oh, that's too bad. His character.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, he didn't pronounce his R's very well. Mm-hmm. And so anything that he said, people would say it again.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, how can I start pronouncing my R's so people will leave me alone?
What's your husband's name?
His name is Lucas.
Lucas.
Yep.
Pets?
Yes, we have a dog named Diesel that we're obsessed with. Actually, if people that are listening right now watch Tissel, you've probably seen Diesel because he's in some of the commercials that we air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's
and
a little black
lab. Did you adopt him?
We actually got him at a gas station, you guys, in Apalachicola,
They have
Florida.
Those available now because I love gas stations.
Gas station dogs.
Have you guys heard of Apalachicola, Florida?
No.
No.
It's, you know, a very kind of desolate area. He goes in to actually pick up beer with a buddy. And the clerk there had a box of puppies. I guess her lab had given birth and died. And she had all these puppies, and she was getting rid of them. And we ended up with a dog.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Florida originally, Clearwater, Tampa area.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does Rennie not smell?
He smells like cinnamon Altoids because...
I'll believe that.
He's hysterical. He brings out a little canister of Altoids every morning and will continue to eat them because he wants to make sure he has fresh breath.
Mm. Is he a coffee drinker?
No, he's not. He used to a little bit. He'll have like one cup in the morning and then it's just water.
Hmm.
How many years have you been in St. Louis?
Two.
What time do you go to bed? I'm sure you hear this all the time.
I do get that a lot. So I have to take into account that I take a 2-hour nap during the day. So then I go to bed around 8.
8?
So I do end up getting about 8 hours. It's just split up.
Okay, what time do you get up then?
About 1:45-ish. And I say ish because I've got about 5 alarms that go off.
What time do you have to be there?
I have to be there around 2:45, 3.
Do you do your own makeup?
I do. Own hair and makeup. And that's a question I get all the time.
Does everybody?
Everybody does.
What? I think even Rennie?
Rennie does too.
He looks so good every day.
Well, he has the most polished look.
Yeah, I mean,
the man always loves to shop.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to shop.
What about you? Clothing? Like, do you get an expense? You don't?
We do not, but I'm a bargain shopper.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of that because you do have to
change
cycle your clothes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a calendar?
I don't have a calendar, but if I ever get lost and I can't remember when the last time was I wore a certain dress, I'll just go on social media because we are required by the station to post a certain amount of things on social. So, I mean, I can just go and say, oh, on Twitter, on this date, I wore that dress. Perfect.
Okay. What is the last show you binge watched?
Oh, that's a great question. And we actually just talked about this on Tissel Binge Watching. I guess it would have to be Law & Order SVU. Because you guys, I don't watch anything on Netflix. Is that terrible?
Yeah, why don't you?
Because I'm scared that if I start to do it, that I'm going to get sucked in.
Yeah.
Then I probably will lose even more sleep.
Oh, it enriches your life. We live in a golden age of television. Anyone who's not taking advantage of it is
living life
to the fullest.
If you want to see Chris Maloney in a bathtub, there's a gallery of men in bathtubs.
Hot men in tubs.
Yesterday was National Bathtub Day.
Wait, is he really in it? Is this a
yes.
thing?
No, he really is. Yeah.
It's not.
Stabler?
Yeah, it's not. Yes, it is. All right, what sitcom will you most likely watch on a rerun?
Friends, absolutely friends every day.
Most ridiculous TV show you watch that you're a little embarrassed to admit.
Okay, so not recently have I, but I used to watch The Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes, actually makes me cringe inside thinking of it. But then I kind of have fun with, you know, joking about the GTL, the gym tan laundry and all that stuff.
Mike, the Situation, you know, is going to prison.
Yeah, I heard
8 months.
I heard that.
The whole Jersey Shore cast rallied around him.
Oh, good for them.
They said he was innocent?
Just went to visit him.
They're like, oh, listen, we know he's guilty.
He did it, but we're going to support him.
Road trip food.
Ooh, this is so weird, you guys. Sunflower seeds?
No, I don't think that's that weird. I feel like they're a lot of work for very little payoff.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like they keep me entertained.
Yes, I get that.
I mean, I'm sure I look really classy when I'm eating them, but I'm not concerned about that.
All right, last concert you attended.
Ooh, I guess it was Journey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite local restaurant?
Oh my gosh, Dewey's Pizza.
Oh, it's the best.
You guys, I have to go a lot of different places for news. Like, we kind of jump around a lot, and everywhere we go, the first thing we have to do is find our favorite pizza joint, because I love pizza.
And Dewey's is so good.
Which Dewey's? Which one's yours?
In Webster Groves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Webster Groves.
Oh, okay.
I could ride my bike there, but I prefer to drive.
Yeah, who needs it? And your favorite local landmark since you've been here?
Ooh, okay, so I like to run off the pizza that I eat, so I'm going to have to say the Arch and the grounds that they just redid, because I can just pop over there right when I get off work around noon, go for a nice little jog, and it's gorgeous what they've done over there.
I thought you were running from Webster to the Arch. I was very, very impressed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
The Dewey's, and then I just run down to the Arch.
What is a viewer most likely to complain about?
Ooh, that's a great question. How do I decide? There's
I
so
know.
Many.
I know, because so it is, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, people always say, you know, what kind of comments do you get? We do get some really nasty comments, but I think the biggest thing that they'll complain about, I've actually had someone say this to me, that I am too happy and that my laugh is too exuberant.
Mm. Well, that's terrible. Those are terrible qualities to have.
Right?
You should not be on TV being happy and having a great laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to get to know Allie a little more, and we're going to pose a question for our listeners. She has also posed this question on Facebook Live in just a few minutes. So, Allie, hang with us. We're having a good time. Feel free to jump in on anything we're talking about.
Let's do it.
But first, here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, let's start with the new. Just got word of a crash 70 eastbound near Lindbergh. That's reported in the left-hand lane. Police are on the way there right now. That's 70.